Destiny War, Part 3. One of the peculiar things about a Skakti warlord's base is the lack of any kind of a dungeon, torture chamber, or prisoner of war camp. History has shown that there's very little point in torturing a Skakti, as they never talk except in trade, usually for their freedom, which few captors will agree to. And keeping prisoners means listening to them whine for trivial things like food, water, and a good-sized club to use on the stone rats who keep paying midnight visits. So when Brutaka and Axon were marched into Warlord Nektan's camp, no one seemed quite sure what to do with them. Killing them immediately came to mind, but then it would be impossible to find out why they were on the island to start with. Unlike the famed Necrofinch of the Zaykaz Mountains, most beings did not continue to sing after they were dead. It was Axon who insisted that they be brought before Nektan himself. Nektan was larger than the average Skakti, or at least appeared so, sitting on his throne made from the fused weapons of his foes. He was accompanied by his pet, which looked like a Mawaka cat covered in spiked armor. Nektan, ever the gracious host, asked them if they had anything to say before he had them painfully disassembled. "Yes," said Axon, "the Brotherhood of Makuta." Nektan spat on the ground. The Mawaka growled. "What about them?" asked the warlord. "We offer you a chance to sack their fortresses, loot their weapons, and slay their warriors," Axon said. "We'd throw in make their women weep, but have you ever seen a female Makuta?" added Brutaka. "It's not pretty." "Why should I listen to you when it would be so much quicker and easier to throw you into the Tatarak pens?" "Because we have already been to see the other warlords of Zaykaz," lied Axon. "What, did you think we would come to this puny hole first? They have all agreed to ally with us. If you refuse, you can sit on your petty throne and watch as they grow rich and powerful." Nektan frowned, the only expression uglier than a Skakti smile. No self-respecting warlord wanted to be left out of a chance at glorious battle and even more glorious loot. In the end, he nodded. "Why did you tell him we had talked to the other warlords?" whispered Brutaka. "We still have to go to all their camps and talk them into an alliance." "That's a lot of work," Axon agreed, "so I guess you better get started." Toamari Jala stood in the center of Metronui, gazing up at the statue of the late Matoro. It had been constructed by Turaga Anua himself as a tribute to the fallen hero. It was good to know his comrade was remembered and always would be, but it did little to dispel the grief he felt over his death. He had to admit, thoughts of Matoro distracted him. When the other Toamari left to search the city for Takanuva, he chose to remain behind. When they returned, reporting there had been no sign of the Toa of Light, he hardly paid any attention. It still troubled him that the Toamari had been unable to fulfill their destiny without losing one of their own. Behind him, he could hear the other Toa in conference. Metronui was quiet for now, with the Cardis Dragon subdued and most of the other Rahi back in the archives. Still, the heroes could never relax. Who knew where the next threat would come from? There was a sudden flash of light. When Jala could see again, six Toa stood in front of him. He didn't recognize any of them. Instinctively, he readied his weapons. "Welcome to Metronui," said Jala. "Who are you? Why have you come here?" One of the newcomers, a Toa of Fire also, stepped forward. "My name is Norik, of the Toa Haga. I ask you and your teammates to stand aside. We have no wish to see anyone hurt while we carry out our task here." "The Toamari stand aside for no one," said Toa Huki, stepping forward. "Tell us your business here or be considered our enemies."
"Our business," said Norik. "It is as simple as it is terrible. We have come to destroy the Colosseum."
Vazon landed hard on the stone floor of the Makuta Fortress of Destral. He had been captured by Rakshi less than 2 minutes after Trinuma had dropped him off on the shore of the island. Vazon had never met a Rakshi before and found he disliked them. Most beings had a scent, either pleasant or unpleasant. Rakshi smelled of cold metal and death. The Makuta who came to greet him wore armor of purple and crimson. Although Vazon was polite enough to introduce himself, the Makuta did not bother to share his name. Vazon was tempted to complain about this, but the spear at his throat, the one dripping acid, convinced him to save it for another time.
"Who are you?" said the Makuta. "What are you? And how came you here?"
"My name is Vazon, Your Darkness, and I was brought here by an agent of a power that wishes you and your brotherhood harm. They wanted me to come and tell you that they exist and plan to attack this island, but I'm not going to do that. No, no, no."
"You just did," said the Makuta. Behind Vazon, three Rakshi moved a little closer, staffs at the ready.
"Well, of course I did, but only to tell you that I won't," said Vazon, exasperated. "How could this being hope to conquer the universe and yet be so slow?"
It's all a trick, you see. They want me to pretend to betray them. They want you to concentrate your forces here against an attack that won't come. But I decided, why pretend to betray them when actually doing it would be so much more fun? The Makuta grabbed Bazan by the throat and slammed him against the wall. Speak, fool, and let only truth and clarity come from your mouth if you wish to continue having one. Truth and clarity. Truth and clarity. I don't think I know them, answered Bazan. Will you settle for white-lipped and trembling? This order of Mata Nui, it plans to amass an army and a navy, threaten Destral, force you to teleport it away from where it is now, and then... When Bazan did not continue speaking right away, the Makuta tightened his grip. All right, I was only pausing for effect. They have a spy inside this fortress. They've sabotaged your means of teleportation. When you try to use it again, well, I wouldn't start reading any long tablets, let's put it that way. And now that you know, tell me, what are we going to do about it? To be continued.